Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
We can avoid a lot of the trouble that's coming to the earth. Okay, that's all I'm saying to that. So then, and then I said to you, Enoch was eternally recognized because in the genealogy of Christ in Luke chapter 3, you'll find that Enoch's name is listed there. So let me close with this quickly, and let me use Liam as an example. Now, fortunately, I was standing outside and I had a chat with him, and he said to me on Friday he went for his results. You know, I put that out in the prayer request, pray for him because he has a problem. Anything that he eats, his stomach cannot handle. He just can't handle it. And so he's gone through some tests and so on. And on Friday, he went for his results. And the story is that there's nothing wrong with him. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But still, he cannot enjoy a good meal and keep it down. So, when all else fails, what do? You go into the Word, you find a strategy, and you use that strategy as your faith. So let's deal with that issue about Enoch and how we can learn something for it. The first thing is this. Enoch had a prophetic spirit upon his life. What is that? It's the ability to speak things into, its ability to create your own miracle. That's what it is. That's what the prophetic spirit is. Your words create your future. Your words create your miracle. Your word creates your provision. Okay? That's what it is. So, Enoch had a prophetic spirit. Now, there is a similarity between Enoch and us because we too, in the New Testament, have a prophetic spirit. How do we know that? Acts chapter 2, verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams, and on my servants and my handmaidens I will pour on those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So what is God saying? In the last days, I will give you a mental picture, vision, or a dream of what your future is going to look like. See, that's why you need to stay with God, stay in the Word. And God says, I will give you the prophetic word, the prophetic backing upon your words to create that mental picture of what you like your future to be. So, Liam, his future, he needs to eat. He needs to enjoy his food. He needs his body to keep down the food. Okay? So, he's empowered to create that future. Right? So that's the first thing, is that you've got to know that we have the ability to create our future. The future you design, the future you like, the future you want. The second thing that you have to understand about prophecy is that you can only prophesy according to your faith. If you don't have the faith, that means your words will not have enough power to create your miracle. How do we know that? Take this down. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the measure of faith you have. So faith can be measured. You know how you measure faith? You measure in how much of negative words you speak and how much of positive words you speak. The more negative words you speak, you loose with your tongue, you have very little faith. The more positive you are with your words and about your future and about your life and about your career and all those things, the more faith you have. Jesus was impressed with people's words, and when he heard the words, he said, "You either have small faith or little faith," or you said, "Man," he marveled because they had great faith. So what was the measurement of your faith? Words. And so the point here is this, that if you are loose with your tongue, you are It's to the detriment of your faith. You cannot be negative. You cannot be fearful. It just works against you. Your prayer life is going to suffer. You cannot pray one thing and just go out there and start saying anything you want to. When after you pray in the morning, you have a responsibility to guard your tongue. And so, the first thing is there's a spirit of prophecy on us. And the second thing is you prophesy according to faith. So what do you do? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. So you constantly hear positive preaching that will stir you up and cause this faith to flow out of you when you speak. And so you've got to constantly stay in the word. And your action, because faith without works is dead. Actions matter. Do you know what was the biggest problem with Job? What was the biggest problem with Job? He was so fearful that his children would have, because his children love parties, right? You know the story. Go and read the book of Job. Chapter 1. His children love parties. And he was very scared every day that during the party, they would have cursed God, sinned against God. And every day, Job would do what? He would do a sacrifice for of sin offering to God, that God will not hold the sins of his children against them. What was he doing? He was expressing his fear. And so when all the things that came upon Job, so that's why when you pray, your prayer can actually be an expression of your fear or can be an expression of your faith. So therefore, when you pray, rather pray according to the word and not pray your emotions. Because when you pray your emotions, you have this fear that your child will fall from in school and get hurt. So instead of praying your fear through, pray, God, I thank you that I have your angels, I have your word, that, we enjoy your divine guidance and your direction and your protection, and we have angels and all that. Pray the word through, because your words convey whether your prayer is based on fear or faith. And then Job, when all the things that happened to him, what did he say? The thing that I feared most have come upon me. And so faith is a lifestyle. And it's not about the morning prayer. It's what you do after the prayer that actually supports the prayer or cancels that prayer. And so that's an important thing. And so the third thing is this, that there is this responsibility. Again, we're dealing with Liam. There's a responsibility is that once you prophesied, now you've got the faith and you prophesy, and let's talk about Liam. He's spoken to his stomach and he said, in Jesus' name I prophesy to you to be healed, to be whole, to be well, to keep the food down, And then, the thing is about by faith he's got to eat something and believe it's going to stay, okay? But the thing is this, the other thing is this, this the responsibility after you prayed is to, sorry, after you prophesied, whatever you want to prophesy, your business, your anything that you want to prophesy, whatever God put in your desire, your thoughts, and as a picture, you prophesy that through, you have to pray that prophecy through. If you read the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, it's a story about Elijah. That guy too got raptured, right? And he too was a man of faith. But listen to this. Elijah goes and he says this in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, and close with this. And Elijah, the guy who got raptured, he said, he goes to Ahab the king and he says, as long as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will neither be dew nor rain for the next few years at my word. He says to the king, my word, not God's word. He said, for the next couple years, there's not going to be rain, not because God said it, because I said it. And you know what? Even God was obligated to shut the heavens down. When God shut the heaven down, this guy who prophesied, he got no food to eat. You know what God did? He had to sustain him through a raven. A meat-eating bird had to go and provide for this guy. And then eventually God sent him to live with a widow, right? You know the story. And and the widow sustained him. But then in 1 Kings chapter 18, listen to this, because again, when you prophesy, every one of you, us, have the gift of prophecy. We have the spirit of prophecy. It's you prophesy according to your faith, you act as if it's going to happen, and then when you pray every morning, you pray the prophecy through. Now listen to this, Elijah. And Elijah said to Ahab, get up, eat and drink, for there's the sound of the abundance of rain. Now he's prophesying again. First, he prophesied no rain, there's no rain. Now he says, well, guy, I'm telling you there's going to be rain. He prophesies that, but there's not a single cloud in sight. And guess what he's going to do? He's now got to go and pray for that prophecy to come to pass. Listen to this. We'll close with this. And so Ahab went to eat and drink, and Elijah went to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down to the earth and put his face between. It was the birthing position. He has to give birth to his prophecy. And he said to his servants, go up now and look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked, and there was nothing. So sometimes when you prophesy something into existence and there's nothing, it doesn't mean it's not working. Enoch prophesied 400 years before Christ would come that the second coming is going to happen. Still didn't happen. Is he a fake prophet? And says, no. It's something will happen. It's going to happen. And it's a warning to us, but it doesn't mean that he's a false prophet because it didn't happen as yet. There is timing for everything. Okay? And so, and he said to his servant, go and look, and his servant went. 7 times the guy, he prophesied rain, 7 times there is no rain in sight. And for 7 times he has now got to pray that prophecy through. And on the 7th time, his servant comes to him and he says, you know what? I see the cloud the size of a fist. And then he knew the rain was coming. And so, there is, when everything else fails, what do? You use your prophetic voice. You use the prophetic spirit upon yourself. But you make sure that you prophesy according to your faith. You know, you can't prophesy that you want to be a billionaire. You can't even trust God. You don't even pay your tithes now, right? So you're wasting your time. You understand? So it has to be to the proportion of your faith. Because right now you're supposed to be doing certain things to prophesy that. And then when you prophesy, act as if it's going to happen. And then every day you pray that prophecy through until you see it come to pass. Okay? So I think those were vital lessons for us from Enoch.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.